Numbers 10:10, I am the Lord. I want to talk to you about who God is and what He's capable of doing. In the book of Numbers chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, we see the Lord instructing Moses to make 2 silver trumpets. Then in verses 11 through 36, we see the departure from Sinai. The portion of scripture that I want to highlight for us today is the very last phrase in verse 10. The Bible says, I am the Lord your God. Who is the Lord our God? Who is God? I believe that people worldwide are believing lies about God. People have all sorts of warped concepts of who God really is. So in the next several minutes or so, let's spend some time examining God. First off, God cannot lie. In the book of Titus chapter 1, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes to Titus saying, "In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began." God cannot lie. Therefore, what's recorded for us in the Bible is truth. How do we know the Bible's true? Because in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Bible is written by people, but inspired by God. Number 2, God is love. Please turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 4. In verse 8, the Bible says, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." There are so many misconceptions of God, believing a lie that God is wrathful and vengeful and waiting to smite people who've disobeyed His commandments. Well, this is totally contradictory to the most well-known scripture in the Bible, John 3:16. John writes, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." That doesn't sound like a hateful God to me, but rather a loving Father who's willing to sacrifice His only Son in order to prepare a way for you and I to have intimacy with Him. Number 3. God is Yah Rapha, or translated, "I am the Lord your physician." We are told in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, that He, that's speaking of Jesus, was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed. Jesus bore all of our sin, all of our disease, all of our illness, sicknesses, whatever it is physically that is wrong with you, Jesus bore on the cross. He is the great physician. We can have and receive healing through the redemptive work that Jesus did on the cross. Number 4. God is Yah Shalom, or the Lord is our peace. We can have perfect peace through God. It doesn't matter what trial or tribulation or storm that we're going through, we can have peace. Jesus says something very profound in John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." I encourage you to meditate upon this verse. It doesn't matter what we're going through, we can have peace in Christ. Finally, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is true. You can check out Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Why is this verse so significant for you to understand? Because if you do, you will realize that God can work just as mightily through you personally as He did throughout so many people recorded for us in Scripture. God is desiring to do greater things through you and I than He even did through Jesus Himself. If you don't believe me, you can check out John chapter 14, verse 12. When you get the right perspective of who God really is, how much He loves you, and what He wants to do through you, life gets very exciting and meaningful. Let's take a moment right now and close our eyes and ask the Lord to please reveal himself to you on a deeper level right now. Dear Lord, we thank you for who you are and the revelations you've given us. We honor you for what you've done for us. Lord, if I have any misconceptions of who you are, or if I'm believing any lies, please transform them now. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.